We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
You know, I feel very close to our next guest because we started talking about him in, I think it was May of 2020, and here's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That is Dion Broxton, who was reporting in front of Yellowstone National Park, and there were bison there. And Dion is now at Channel 4 here in St. Louis. We welcome him to our city. He's probably heard that, what, about 1,000 times right now. How are you, Dion? Welcome to St. Louis.
I probably heard it 1,000,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, we got to go back. Before we do all the welcome to St. Louis, let's go back to that moment, because this had to have caught you by surprise that it gets out there, and I don't know how many millions of views it's had at this point, right?
Yeah, I've posted funnier videos, in my opinion, on Twitter. So when that one took off, I didn't think it was that funny, honestly, but I guess I was wrong.
I think maybe it was one of those moments where it just struck everyone. Also, this was during the pandemic and probably when everyone was really, really bored during lockdown. So I don't know, it was just one of those moments that struck everyone as very funny. So we got a kick out of it.
I appreciate it. I put a bunch of smiles on faces.
You really did. Here's the thing. Hi, it is Sue. It was genuine. I think that's what we all liked about it, right? You're like, okay, yeah, nope. And that was real.
Yeah. It's funny because even people who I worked with before, when they saw it, they knew that was the real me. Because, you know, being on TV, you try to do your best to, like, show personality and be normal. And I think that was authentic Dion right there.
Well, welcome to Channel 4 in St. Louis. I think you've been here for just a little bit. So tell us about Dion Broxton. Outside of the bison, what do we need to know? Where's your home city?
I'm from Baltimore, so that was one of the big decisions when I came to St. Louis. St. Louis feels like Baltimore. Unfortunately, I'm being from Baltimore, I'm used to a lot of crime. You know, St. Louis is popular for crime, and the city and the county are two separate jurisdictions. Baltimore is the same way. So when I visited about a few weeks ago, it felt just like home. And I don't want to go back to Baltimore, but I want to feel like I'm at home. And St. Louis feels like home for me.
Awesome. We have a pretty good baseball team here. I don't know if you're aware of those. Has everyone briefed you on the baseball team and your position, what your position should be on the baseball team? Just kind of looking out for you here, Dion.
Well, I played softball for the first time in Iowa, and I played. I was a catcher, but if I could choose, I would prefer outfield. But I was disappointed. If I knew I was coming to St. Louis years ago, I would have been more disappointed with the Rams leaving, because I'm a big football fan.
Oh yeah, well that's understandable. Now you don't have to worry about that. I'm a Packers fan, a Chiefs fan. You don't have to really be partial to the home city. Are you a Ravens fan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we just wanted to kind of do a little meet and greet here, welcome you to St. Louis, and hope everything is settling in with the crew at Channel. Watch out for that Kent Earhart guy. That would be the one person I wouldn't trust at all over there. Just kind of giving you some advice.
I talked to him maybe like once or twice, just introduced myself, but I haven't really talked to him because I work the day shift, so when I'm coming in, he's probably got like an hour or two before he gets to go home.
Oh, that's safe for you.
Just
go
up to him and say, hey, I hear you're not to be trusted. Mark Reardon tells you that. I think he'll have a response. Dion, again, welcome to St. Louis. I appreciate coming on here this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. We got Spicer coming up, but before that...
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
And I do want to thank you guys for supporting me during Sophie playing in the NCAA field hockey D1 playoffs.
I was so thrilled. I guess it was Friday I was driving home listening, and I heard you announce the breaking news that they won.
Yes.
That was great.
Fred, and then they went all the way, and I got to watch it on Sunday on TV. It was Northwestern versus Liberty. Neither had been this far up. It had been North Carolina had won this championship for the last three straight years, and we were trying to figure out who knocked them out, and guess what? It was Northwestern who had done it.
Wow.
Now, here's what I also didn't know. I know this is more field hockey than anybody ever wanted to know, but Tracy Fuchs is the coach of Northwestern, and she is, they call her the Michael Jordan of coaching, of field hockey. She's the Michael Jordan of field hockey. She's the most decorated one. This is all stuff I'm learning, Fred. And the coach of Liberty, who she was going up against, was a former player of hers.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it was really kind of fun to watch.
It's over, and Northwestern wins their first ever field hockey national championship.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. There it is.
That's
one of my favorite
cool
things. I wish I had video of this from early in the show. I think it was even during the roundtable. So Sue was not, you know, in the roundtable, she's doing traffic, but she's watching her computer, and she's sort of rearing back, and I notice her hands are shaking. There's adrenaline.
I love that. Yeah.
But, Fred, it was so exciting. Did you ever see the shot that closed out the
game?
No,
I didn't see it.
She should show you the video of that shot from Friday, the winner in overtime, because it's a hell of a
nuts
shot, right?
It's really nuts, Fred.
I'd be afraid to get hurt. I mean, that looks like it could really hurt.
Yeah, it's a serious game. So it was really fun to watch them win, and oh, my goodness, that was awesome. Okay. Woo, I don't know why. I'm just so thrilled for her, right? And they all hold
that's
up a
exciting
trophy.
Let's
exciting
try to get her on tomorrow just for a little bit.
Oh, that'd
Wednesday
be funny.
We should.
Here's some interesting news. I'm going to start semi-seriously here. U.S. missionaries say two of the 17 hostages taken captive by the Haitian gang have been released. They don't say which two. I would assume one would be the baby, right? Wasn't there one under 9 months old, for heaven's sakes?
You'd think it would have been one of the children.
They did not say. And Olympic officials had a video call with a Chinese tennis player, our own Peng Shuai, or Shui, who hasn't been seen for 3 weeks, you know, after she accused that retired communist.
Where are we on that? Because I thought for certain she was dead.
I did too.
But do we know that she's alive, or is this still somewhat mysterious?
Well, they said that there was a video call between her and Beijing and the Olympic officials. But the Olympic committee would not release it. And there was some inference to say that it looked coerced on her
Go
part.
Figure.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how they would prove that that was real or I don't know. Then China posted videos and photos of her appearance at a youth tournament that morning.
But do we know if it was from an earlier term? But she did make a statement.
Yes.
It seems like she is still alive.
With us.
Right.
I think they're just watching her very closely. Yeah. But I don't know. The WTA is still calling for a full, fair, and transparent investigation without censorship. Well, good luck. It's China. But that's nice of you to call for it. You know, who
knows? I think this was true, but I saw a clip where a CNN reporter was doing a CNN report. But if you were to watch the CNN report in China, it was not there. Here's the guy doing the report, but they edited
there.
It. They scrubbed it, right?
Oh, my gosh. The fact that they can scrub things, it's just unbelievable. And we have a rare Albert Einstein manuscript going up for auction tomorrow. Now, this is at Christie's in Paris, if you want to bid. Reports say it contains prep work for his theory of relativity. It's 54 pages long. It was handwritten in 1913 and 1914 by Einstein and a colleague, Michel Besso. And it's estimated to go for about $3 million. By the way, Einstein didn't save it. His colleague did. Otherwise, we'd probably never have it. He was not the nicest keeper of records. Einstein, by the way, passed away in, can you remember the year-ish? Can you guess? Fred Bottomer.
Oh,
he was 76.
I have no idea.
1968.
Ooh, dang. Not a bad guess. He was passed away in 1955. It just seems like it was
earlier.
Longer ago,
yeah.
Doesn't
right,
it?
Right, right,
yeah.
I
thought,
I don't know why. Now, in the case of a rare copy of the U.S. Constitution Hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin outbid a collective of crypto enthusiasts, who I already hate, and got it for $43.2 million in an auction last week. Isn't that incredible? Wow. The collective called themselves Constitution DAO, and maybe they're fine. I don't know. Just crypto annoys me.
What's incredible is the guy that spends $43 million is like us spending like $4,300,
right?
Probably.
They had raised $47 million to try to win the thing, but it didn't win. The collective raised the price, though, for Griffin, who now says he will intend to ensure that this copy of the Constitution is available for all Americans and visitors. First stop, Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is a cool place if you haven't been there. According to Google data, the most popular Thanksgiving casserole in 17 states is either green bean or broccoli. Ugh, broccoli casserole.
Never heard of that one.
Have you,
well,
Fred?
Yeah, you can do like a, no. Wait, hold on here with the judgment of broccoli casserole. Like a broccoli cheese casserole?
Yes.
You've never had something like that?
No, it's just... Oh,
no, it's far better than those nasty green beans.
No.
I'd rather do the green
with
beans.
With the onions on top.
Oh, give me a... Cooking broccoli smells like feet. Green beans, it's a happy food. There's nothing wrong with
green beans. I might argue
with
the smell of broccoli is somewhat
fair.
Problematic going in and out, but I still think...
I just don't...
Yeah, by the way, I got this thing last week. We've talked about this before. I thought this was funny. You know, I've done the DNA testing, and I got something from... I don't know if it was 23andMe or one of the other ones, because I'm on both, about how... they can do your genetic testing for broccoli for this, whether you're...
What?
In other words, when you pee, does it smell like, you know...
Hmm. Is that
no,
really
that's
thing?
Asparagus, not broccoli.
Yeah.
Asparagus. I'm sorry, I'm confusing my vegetables.
Oh, no, that's all right.
But you understand the... I'll just segue and act like I never sent any of that.
Okay.
But I did get something from the DNA company, because I think that's genetic, right? We have talked about that before. Like,
wait,
some
to know
or not?
If your pee smells, if you,
like,
if you eat...
If it's
asparagus?
Yes. It's,
I didn't
not
know
everyone
that.
Has that.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It's like a genetic thing. Fred, we talked about it years ago, didn't we?
I don't remember there being genetic.
I must
genetic.
Be imagining that. All right. Well, maybe right, I'm making it up.
Okay.
I'm a talk show host. I do that. But honestly, I think it is.
Okay. Well, now you're going to check that out. In 11 states, by the way, it's a normal, thoughtful potato casserole.
That's really good.
That's, I like a potato casserole.
Well, you know who else likes a potato casserole? Dave, don't we have someone who likes a good potato casserole?
We do.
Here?
You have an NFL head coach.
Bill Belichick.
Oh, boy. Well, it's pretty hard for me to turn down any type of potatoes, so, you know, I'll go with whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're
au gratin.
Made. But, yeah.
Au gratin.
Yeah, you bet.
Twice baked.
Yeah.
Extra
yeah.
sour cream.
Load them up.
Load them up.
Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite. Maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet. Crazy. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just, you know, starch me up.
Courtesy of WEEI Radio. That's not an easy set of callers.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm completely the same way. In Illinois, it's the corn casserole, by the way. In Missouri, help me. I have never... Here is our Thanksgiving... fabulous. This is our most popular Missouri Thanksgiving casserole. No. Green rice.
No, these things are so made up. There's no truth to this whatsoever.
What is that?
Every time we do one of these things.
I've never heard of it.
I don't know anyone who's ever even heard
it.
Has anyone in the room heard
it? No.
Okay. Automatically disqualified.
Green rice? What the?
I don't
Nobody
know what
knows
corn
what
casserole
that is.
Is.
Well, yeah, it's
That's
just creamy
question,
and corny, and you don't need it.
It's creamy and corny.
They also say that in Pennsylvania and Maryland, these poor people prefer something called leftover casserole. What?
I mean, really, isn't that what all casseroles are? Just put a bunch of crap together and see if it works?
Well, not always, but I don't know. If anybody's had green rice casserole, please let me know at Susan6768 on Twitter. Also, I love Thanksgiving week. For plumbers, we all know that the day after Thanksgiving is so busy they call it Brown Friday.
Oh.
Which sounds disgusting. But that's only because there's an increase, yes, in sewage and grease. But it also puts stress on all pipes, bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room. So when people put too many potato peels, I've done that, simultaneously in the disposal, it backs up.
My sister has done that. She was nice enough to do that for me when she was visiting one time.
And you can work around it. You just have to do one potato at a time and then burr it up.
We put about 30 potatoes down the drain apparently at one time. and it was on a holiday. It was Easter.
I remember that.
Remember? And then, the story on that is my sister, who is not my baby sister, and we don't talk as much as my little sister Leslie. And she can look. Everyone's got personality quirks, right? But I knew that she was very delicate at that moment in her life. Where
yes.
if I get pissed off,
yes.
it's going to be a disaster.
Correct.
So somehow I had it within me to not get all bent out of shape.
Good.
We can fix that. And honest to God, this is like maybe the only thing I've ever done without calling someone like a professional.
This is great.
I Googled it. I pulled up the YouTube.
Yes.
And I was able to pull out the PVC and I actually fixed that stupid thing on my own.
I am so impressed by you.
I've never done anything like it since or before. I just want to tell you that.
Wow.
That was your one shining
moment.
That was
it. Yeah. I love that. I did it too, and I looked it up on YouTube, and I had to go out and buy one of the plumbing things. What do you call it? Suction cup? What help me? A plunger.
Plunger.
And you can do it yourself. So if that does happen to you before your guests get there, you can actually help yourself out. A Michigan woman is headed to prison for trying to hire someone to kill her ex-husband using a fake website called rentahitman.com.
You would have thought that would have worked.
Yeah, right? Seems legit.
Well, 52-year-old Wendy Ween found the site and filled out a, quote, service request.
No.
Claiming that her ex had stolen money. There's just one problem, of course. Rentahitman.com is obviously a parody site, complete with a merch store and claims like, quote, 100% compliant with Hitman Information Privacy and Policy Act of 1964.
I got to go to this website. Yeah. Rentahitman.com.
Do they have gift cards?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to check out the merch.
When the owner of the site got her message, he immediately alerted police, who set up a sting operation. She pled guilty earlier this month and will be sentenced in January. Now, sadly, she is not the first person to be fooled by rentahitman.com. The owner says more than a dozen people have used the site to try to find a real killer.
People stupid criminals
are not the brightest. And finally, in Sue's news, I will give you a nice random fact. The reason zero is called love in tennis most likely comes from the French word for the egg, which is l'œuf, since an egg looks like a zero.
I'm a big tennis fan, and I never knew that.
I didn't either.
And I'm a pretty significant tennis fan, too, and I hate the whole way tennis is scored. We're used to it. I try to explain it to my six-year-old. It's impossible to do that.
You got to just have her play.
On a tennis note, I told Sue this. I watched King Richard over the weekend, HBO Max, with Will Smith. Outstanding. And John Bernthal was just great, too. He plays one of the coaches. And the girls' cast is Serena and Venus. Really good. It's two hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
I think Mr. Buffett might be right about the Oscar for Will Smith, because he really was great in that movie. So anyway, and by the way, I have secured a bit of a corn casserole recipe for you in case you're interested. I subscribed to this thing. Well, I don't know if I subscribe, but I used one of the recipes and I sign up and they send me emails all the time. And I remember I got this one the other day. Cookingprofessionally.com is the site, and it's the three corn casserole, Sue. Dinner is the perfect opportunity to showcase sweet buttery corn in as many appetizing forms as possible. Three corn casserole is a savory, crumbly, and tangy take on a fall holiday classic. Rich and cheesy, this casserole encourages everyone at the table to take big scoops and enjoy every bite. A golden and bubbly treat alongside moist turkey. Three corn casserole
doesn't sound bad.
Cravings for even more. It's a bubbly treat. Just remember that. Sean Spicer coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh!
Yeah, I mentioned Dan O'Donnell after 5 o'clock. He's been great helping me out with all the things that have been happening in Kenosha with Rittenhouse. And now, unfortunately, we have to talk about something else. But Dan will be here at 5:07. Chris Ryan will be here. We had to reschedule him from last week. He's the owner and director at Once Films and has started something called STL.org. And we will discuss that. Right now, though, he is a Newsmax host and Newsmax host, author of Radical Nation. We spoke with him about the book a few weeks ago. Sean Spicer back with us on 97.1 FM Talk. Sean, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me back.
Let me start with the horrible, sad news of the day and what happened in Waukesha. I know this area very well. I lived in Milwaukee for almost 10 years. And, you know, as a parent, just as a human being, thinking about the horror that was that scene at the Christmas party yesterday, it's just unimaginable.
Yeah, it's obviously we're heading into a season where people are thankful for what they have and looking to gather, especially post-COVID, with family and friends. And it's just, it's a stark reminder of how fragile life is and how precious everything needs to be taken care of and how much we need to appreciate the people in our lives. But it's just heartbreaking to see this happen and to start to wonder why.
Yeah, well, that's the big question today. Meantime, Wisconsin just taking, you know, a bit of a beating here with all these stories. What did you make of what I felt was the appropriate decision by the jury in Kenosha on the Rittenhouse trial?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I watched this thing and I thought, okay, one, the prosecutor seems like an idiot. And two, the case that the defense made seemed pretty strong. And I think just from an analytical standpoint, I mean, if you look at it from a, you know, who did well and who didn't, I thought, okay, I understood the defense case. I understood what they were saying and the points that they were trying to make. I thought the prosecutor, I mean, pointing a gun at people with his finger on the trigger and trying to make the case that self-defense wasn't an option here. I mean, I think that literally they blew this case, to be honest with you, and they made it obvious to anybody with eyes. And that's why when I was watching some folks on the left talk about the outcome, I thought to myself, were you watching the same trial?
I know. I felt like they could not have been. But here again, we have, and you know better than most people out there, how the media grabs a hold of these narratives. And this is the thing that's just disgusting, because I think that people on the left, there are certainly some of them, you're not going to change their mind. I think a lot of that has to do with their issue or their feelings on guns. But look, you did a disservice to the American people, CNN, New York Times, and the rest, by not including factual recording of what actually happened in Kenosha. So now we have a situation,
well,
again,
but
where we can't trust the media.
The recording is one thing, but also just basic facts. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse did not kill. I mean, they wanted to make this thing racial, right? And at the end of the day, he killed two white people.
I know.
And you've got people like Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, I think his name is, the chair of the DCCC, say, you know, after Jacob Blake was killed, it's like, nope, Jacob Blake was seriously injured and tragically. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't wish ill on anybody, but he's certainly not dead. And so they are just lying about the circumstances surrounding this case.
What I said, you know, because our friend Cori Bush said the judge, the jury, the defendant, it's white supremacy in action. You hear this from Joy Reid as well. I said on Twitter the other day, Sean, I said, look, keep it up, because every time you claim white supremacy, I just think that is a pretty poor set of messaging for working class Americans. You want to keep telling them that they're evil because they're white. It's not a winning political strategy. I mean, I'll take it because it's going to help people on my side.
Well, but again, I think there's two things that are interesting to me on this. Number one, as I said, he killed white people. So what is the white supremacy? He's come out and said in an interview that he supports the BLM movement. Like, what's the race piece of this? Because he wasn't trying to avenge Jacob Blake's or defend the cops or anything like that. He wanted to just keep the peace in his neighborhood, right? So that's number one. Number two, it's interesting. I know I don't want to get ahead of what happened in Waukesha, but at least from media reports, the gentleman that did this, no one wants to talk about his race and what the system's allowed this individual to do. Because this individual, at least the alleged person, definitely the system didn't throw the book at that guy. And so if you want to talk about the system, Cori Bush and others, let's talk about the system.
Well, and, you know, I was doing a little glancing at our local paper here today. Look, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Washington Post all had it on the front page of their website. I go to my local paper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. 5 people dead and 48 injured, including children, did not warrant any coverage on the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch's website. Now, that's stunning to me, but it's not surprising because I know the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and they don't even seem like they care about getting the narratives wrong. I mean, I don't even know what you can do moving forward.
Well, I mean, what you do is you listen to your show, you tune into mine on Newsmax every night, but that's the reality, is that they have created, you mentioned my book at the top of this, I talk about the fact that the media has created this false narrative about you know, duplicity and what's happening and what's not. I mean, they literally are lying to us by covering up the misdeeds, the double standards, the hypocrisy, the failed policies of the other side. I mean, that's what we are facing. We are literally facing an instance where you have a media that's saying, if it doesn't go with the narrative, we will just ignore that it happened.
Yeah, well, that's basically what they do. Absolutely. It's unbelievable. Sean Spicer is with me this afternoon. Again, his new book is called Radical Nation. So what's going to happen? We got the BBB that I guess passed last week, this $2 trillion package. But you do have some hope here in the Senate. Some of this stuff's going to be stripped out, right?
Oh, unequivocally. But a couple things that are interesting about this. One, as I write in the book, I mean, this is part of the way to becoming a radical nation. You just passed trillions of dollars in new spending. Don't let anyone analyze it. Get more people, frankly, addicted to government, because that's what's happening. It's an addiction. It's getting people to say, I need government. Now I can't live without it. I got free community college. I got free this. I got free that. So you create an addiction. That's number one. But the other thing is that no one knows what's in this bill. Do you know that there are billions of dollars that go to the media? They got a payoff in this because they want to, quote, help local media. Did you know that trial lawyers got a payoff so that they can now deduct all of their costs? No one is paying attention to what's in this bill. And they go, oh, Americans support the BBB. And it's like, really? Do Americans know that the media got a payoff? Do they know the trial lawyers got a payoff? Because I don't think they do.
No.
And the media is certainly not telling anybody in that. So they're complicit in this. They got paid off. So they're going to tell you how great it is and then not tell you that they're getting it. I haven't seen a single mainstream media story that mentions the fact that they got a payout.
I did not, and I have not seen that. I mentioned the payout to local journalists, but that was several weeks ago, and I didn't know if it's in this current version, and it's outrageous. What do you make of, a week ago, the story was this tension between the president and Kamala Harris. They said nothing to see here. It's hard to believe that there's nothing to that. You know the inner workings of the White House with the president versus the vice president. What do you make of that?
Well, look, I have a chapter in Radical Nation about Kamala Harris. The people need to understand that she was not chosen. Biden didn't choose her because she was the most experienced or qualified person. I mean, if you think about the relationship that Biden had with Obama, he had brought decades of experience as a senator, as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. She brought 4 years of experience. Four. What did he think he was going to get? All he wanted to do was to be able to say that he appointed or chose the first woman of color. And he got it. And now he's facing the consequences of it. But face it, she's not qualified to do the job. She has a 28% approval rating.
Yeah.
She was roundly dismissed by her own party in the primary process. They didn't want her. And now everyone's looking around going, oh, my God, can you believe this?
Yeah, but, Sean, her approval rating is only at 27.8% because we're a nation of white supremacists. You must know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, but here's the question, though, seriously. How do they get out of this? I mean, this is and they know it, right? This is a major problem moving forward for Democrats. What do they do? Their hands are tied, aren't they?
But Mark, it depends on what getting out of it means. And here's what I would argue to you. And this is why the book is called Radical Nation. Biden understands his legacy, which is that if he can become the most far left progressive guy that he says he wants to be, that he will be admired for generations to come. So their next move for the next 12 months is to pass as much of this agenda as possible because they know they're going to lose the House. It's literally if Republicans breathe, they get it. So all that Democrats want, and Nancy Pelosi is retiring. So the idea that they care about their majority is just a fallacy. They know they're losing it. Biden knows he's got 12 months left. She knows she's leaving. So at the end of the day, get as many of these things passed so that your legacy is, I got all this stuff done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only answer that they have right now. We'll see what happens moving forward. Sean Spicer, always great to have you on. You got special Thanksgiving plans with all this travel. I hope you get to be home.
Well, I do, but unfortunately, my wife invited everybody, and it's the one year that it's now going to cost double to have Thanksgiving.
Oh, you got a host. Yeah, that's a bummer. You got to sell more books. Radical Nation is the name of it. Sean Spicer, we're going to help when we can. Sean, hey, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. You too, Mark.
Every Monday and Friday afternoon this time, we visit with KSDK's Frank Cusimano. Let's do that right now. Great to see you on Friday night, first and foremost. How are you?
Very good. I'm just wondering if you slipped something in your wife's drink to get her to say yes many years ago. She's way above you, I got to tell you.
Yeah, probably was something like that. But yeah, we had a nice chance to visit. And then it was such a crazy busy party, I lost track of you. But it was a lot of fun. Our mutual friend Jeff Drew hosted us the other night, and it was really, really cool. He's an interesting man, and I know you know him well too, Frank. So let's talk about miraculously. How in the world did this happen? You know, Klein often comes in here with this ugly blue and orange on, sporting the Florida colors. And we talked about it Friday. There was a chance for Mizzou. Hell of a game, and I like the gutsy call at the end by Drink.
Yeah, why not? Why not go for two? Why not go to a bowl game on that moment? It was just a great game. He ended the career of Dan Mullen at Florida in the process on that two-point play. He did a lot of significant things with that call, and I love it.
Can you explain? I wasn't quite dialed into the whole lightsaber moment, but this was something in response to what Mullen did dressing up as Darth Vader last year?
Yeah, it was right after that game where they had the fight on the field.
That's right, yes.
And both coaches actually squared off. I don't know if that would have been too thrilling to watch those two throw haymakers at each other. But, so he kind of drew the charge, and then Drink responded pretty well. I don't think Drink would have done that if he would have known that this man was about to lose his job.
Yeah, but. Well, it was still kind of – I like that he does things like that. And, look, no matter what happens now, you could lose to Arkansas, maybe you lose your bowl game, but one of the things I think that is not to be underestimated here is the extra weeks of practice, because it extends your season and gives you a little bit of a jump on next year, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, I don't know if it was connected, but the next day, Brett Norfleet, a four-star tight end from Francis Howe, 6'7", unbelievable athlete, he commits. And we understand there's a 380-pound lineman from Kansas City, another four-star junior about to commit. So if you start stacking recruiting classes, you know the class coming in is unbelievable, and then you start getting these great juniors in the state, you're rolling.
Yeah, and on the Francis Howe kid, that's for 2023, right?
Yes, he's a junior.
But
yes, sir.
Still, you look forward here, and there is a lot of excitement with these recruits, and hopefully it can come together. And lo and behold, I can't believe I'm saying this, did the Mizzou basketball team actually win too?
Mark, it was the most gratifying game of the season. They trailed SMU by 13 points with about 12 minutes to play, and then Konzo Martin's group of mostly transfers came together, developed a little chemistry, and they got the ball to Kobe Brown when they had to. He had 24. They escaped with a huge victory. And tonight, they're going to play Florida State, and that's a team that's been to the NCAA tournament five straight years, so we're going to get a great barometer of what the Tigers are going to be like this season. But that was a huge win, no doubt about it.
Is that at a tournament in Florida right now where they're playing neutral site? Well,
yes,
allegedly.
It's called the Jacksonville Classic. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Alex Petrangelo is coming back tonight against the Blues, right?
He is, and it's an interesting game because they're going to drop the puck in less than 2 hours. I'm here at the Enterprise as we speak, and it's a good thing the Blues won their first five games because they've lost they've lost five out of their last six. They'd be in tough shape right now, and they're 18th. In points percentage as we speak. Nothing's going right for this team. I was at practice this morning, and they're really working on that power play. So this is a big game. You got to beat Las Vegas tonight.
And let me go back to football because we got a little view. I have not believed in the Dallas Cowboys the whole year. I think they were a little overrated. But the Chiefs look like they're back on track right now, and that was a significant win at Arrowhead last night.
Well, it's odd because the Chiefs won it with their defense, and I've never been a fan of Steve Spagnuolo. I saw the 1-15 season. I saw the miserable defenses in St. Louis and New Orleans. But all of a sudden, they started to play D, and they didn't win yesterday. because of the great Patrick Mahomes. They won because they really frustrated Dak Prescott.
Hey, Frank, and on the football front as well, and I know Mark's probably not going to want to hear this, but can we both brag on our mutual fantasy running back, Jonathan Taylor, for a second?
Oh, my goodness. He is my favorite human being, not named, you know, Cusimano in this world today. Over 50 fantasy points, depending on which league you played on. And, you know, they only give the MVPs to quarterbacks. This guy is insane. I mean, he's one of the great running backs. He's the best running back in football now that Derrick Henry's injured. And I think he should be a candidate for MVP, too.
Well, the reason that I'm not – so I have nothing against him, but I had a parlay that I likely would have cashed if it wasn't for, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills taking such a dump yesterday against the Colts. I was rather stunned by that. And I have Josh Allen as my fantasy quarterback.
I do, too.
And he has not lived up quite to potential this year, I would say.
Oh, no. I mean, he was a leading candidate to be the MVP of the league after Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what's happened with Buffalo. One thing is they can't run the football. They haven't had a good running back up there since O.J. Simpson. I mean, I'm telling you, they refuse to run the football. So, yeah, they got some issues in Buffalo right now.
You know, that was a really good Sunday night game. Last night I was paying attention that it was a blowout. I mean, I think a lot of people probably turned it off thinking, man, the Steelers are stinking up the place. The Chargers blowing them out. And in the last 5 minutes of the game, it just got crazy. The Chargers hang on for the win, but I don't know if you caught any of that, Frank, because you were probably working, but it was crazy.
It was. I think Al Michaels had the line of the night when the game got tied in the dying moments, and he said, if you're just tuning in, too bad. I mean, that's how good that game was.
Right?
You know, Justin, yeah, and I'm not so certain that, you know, I still think Mahomes is the number one guy. But if you were starting a franchise and you're factoring in age, Justin Herbert would probably be in that top five.
Do you think he looks a little like Brad Pitt, too? I don't know. He kind of reminds me of Brad Pitt.
He's a sharp guy.
Maybe I'm just the only person.
He's got the looks, too, for sure.
Yeah, he does. There's a lot of young quarterbacks that are really, really impressive right now. Frank Cusimano, we will talk on Friday afternoon.
Okay, Mark, good to see you. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, that's probably a lie because we're not here on Friday, but Brad Young is going to be here, so hopefully they'll talk with Frank on Friday afternoon.
On the Mizzou, Florida front, Mark, Florida's issues are so bad. They've lost 5 recruits since October 20th, and another 2 since their head coach Dan Mullen was fired on Saturday.
So, look,
they're going down the hill quickly.
This is what happens with college football programs, and you see it just spiral out of control. So I was glad that they got the victory. Remember, T.J. Moe was here last week. He was on with Annie, and I ran into him in the hall. I said, can we beat Florida? Weren't you out there?
Yes, I was, yeah.
No. And then he said, but he did have a caveat on that because he said, look, they are, you know, cratering so badly, but there's a big difference between the talent level of that team and the team that they played at Faurot Field because, as T.J. pointed out, you got 4 5-star kids on Florida with regularity. That does not happen as much with Mizzou, although maybe it's heading in that direction. When we come back after the top of the hour, look, a lot has happened since Friday, even when it comes to the Rittenhouse situation. Kyle Rittenhouse is going on with Tucker Carlson tonight. We have a little preview of that. My friend Dan O'Donnell, who's with WISN Radio, will give us his reaction to everything that happened with the verdict. And then, of course, unfortunately, the parade tragedy in Waukesha, which is also a suburb of Milwaukee. We'll talk with Dan here after the top of the hour. I think Chris Ryan's going to be here. He has a great production house called Once Films and also has a brand new project with a website called STL.org. And we're all kind of surprised that website was even available. So we'll have to find out the story. I actually won something from Once Films. I went to an event a couple weeks ago and they had the opportunity for a video. And it's like they do great work for a local charity. And I won it somehow.
What does that mean?
The fix wasn't. Well, we'll find out from Chris
in
the next hour. I'm going to pick a charity. They're going to do a really cool video for
them.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in the next hour as well.
We were going nowhere. We were so alive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.